Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 18, 28 to 30. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 18, verse 28 to 30. Peter said to him, "We have left all we had to follow you." "Truly I tell you," Jesus said to them, "no one who has left home or wife or brothers or sisters or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come eternal life." My theme for reflection is the cost and reward of following Christ. The cost and reward of following Christ. In Luke chapter 18, verse 28 to 30, Peter speaks up after witnessing the rich young ruler turn away from Jesus. The ruler couldn't part with his wealth, and Peter, reflecting on his own sacrifice, says, "See, we have left our homes and followed you." Jesus responds with a beautiful promise. There is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who will not receive many times more in this time and in the age to come eternal life. Peter's question reflects a natural concern. What do we gain by giving up so much? Jesus reassures him and all his disciples that the cost of following him is real, but the reward is far greater. There is a deep spiritual truth here. When we give up earthly attachments for the sake of Christ, we gain something far richer, both now and in eternity. What does it cost to follow Christ? The answer varies for each of us. In some parts of the world, confessing faith in Jesus may lead to rejection by family, loss of livelihood, or even death. For others, the cost may be subtler, sacrificing time, comfort, or relationships that hinder our spiritual growth. No matter the specifics, following Christ always involves a degree of sacrifice. Jesus invites us to put him first above all else, even above family and security. This can feel overwhelming, yet he promises we will not be left empty-handed. Jesus doesn't ask for our sacrifice to deprive us, but to make room for something greater. When we let go of the things we cling to, whether wealth, comfort, or even family relationships, God fills the space with blessings we could never have imagined. These blessings might not look like worldly success or material gain, but they come in the form of deeper connections within the community of believers, a sense of purpose, and the peace that comes from knowing we are aligned with God's will. This passage invites us to reflect on what we are holding on to that prevents us from fully following Christ. My dear friends, we live in a world where comfort, success, and individualism are prized above all else. We are told to chase personal fulfillment, build security, and measure our worth by what we possess. Yet, in the midst of this, Jesus offers a radically different invitation. He calls us to loosen our grip on the things we hold dear, whether they be possessions, relationships, or ambitions, in order to embrace something far more meaningful, a life shaped by service, love, and eternal significance. The path to discipleship is not one of self-preservation, but of surrender. It may seem counterintuitive to let go of the things the world deems essential. But in losing this, we gain the one thing that truly matters, Christ Himself. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. His dying to self, to comfort, and to worldly success may appear like loss, but in the eyes of faith, it is the doorway to abundant life, both now and in eternity. In our pursuit of Jesus, we are invited to reimagine what true fulfillment looks like. It is not found in accumulating more or securing our place in this world, but in living a life fully surrendered to God's purposes. When we follow Christ, we discover that real joy is not in what we possess, but in what we give, not in building our own kingdoms, but in seeking God's kingdom first. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what are you clinging to that might be preventing you from fully surrendering to Christ's call? Number two, how can you embrace the many times more blessings Jesus promises in this life through deeper connections and spiritual purpose? Gracious God, we come before you acknowledging the cost of following Christ. Help us to trust that whatever we give up, you will replace with something far greater, both in this life and in eternity. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.